producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Kicking it off right now, live Sunday edition. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We just got off the line with Chris Cantwell. Proof that he's not been censored or banned from Free Talk Live. For those of you who are maybe new to the show here tonight, he's a former co-host of ours as of Friday night, basically. There's been a bit of a controversy about some of the views that he has regarding differences between groups, specifically races. And from my perspective, I just don't see it as productive towards spreading the ideas of liberty to find out the truth in this area. And Chris is on this kind of journey of trying to discover truths in various different topics. And this is one of those topics that he's seeking truth on. And I think that he's, probably finding some truth on that particular, on those issues. Maybe he's not. Mark, you said some of the studies are outdated or have been disproven about differences between IQ and race.
It seems to hinge on who writes these IQ tests.
It could very well be. But to me, it just, one of the goals of Free Talk Live is to spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can. Now, it has to be an entertaining show, and it's actually unfortunate that Chris isn't on it as a co-host anymore because he's super entertaining, in my opinion. I think he's great on the radio.
I think he's one of the best co-hosts we've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely, hands down. And so the entertainment aspect of the show keeps people listening, hopefully. That's the idea, at least. And so the longer they listen, the more they're going to hear the ideas of freedom, the more they're going to absorb and consider them and hopefully change their mind about, things where they think the government should do things versus not, and come on board with the ideas of freedom. Of course, the idea of liberty is that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't use aggressive violence or fraud against other human beings. And I want as many people to hear that message as possible, because everybody is starting from a different standpoint. I mean, we're all coming, those of us who've come to liberty have come from different places. Some have come from the right, some have come from the left, some have come from an apolitical stance, some have come from total ignorance about politics or whatever. And everybody who hears this, the messages that we're sharing on the air, they're hearing it from wherever it is they are in life. And if they're in a place in life where hearing someone talk about difference between race based on IQ or whatever could turn them off, like hearing that statement that Chris has made about Asians being on average a higher IQ than whites being a higher IQ than blacks, whether it's true or not.
Where's the innovation coming out of China?
There's a lot of innovation in China.
Not compared to the United States.
Okay. I don't really
freedom
know.
Probably has a lot more than IQ to do with innovation.
Well, China's been on the rise over the last few decades.
Production,
as far as
manufacturing.
That's
innovation.
You have to innovate to be able to improve on production and manufacturing.
You don't really if you have cheap labor.
Facilities. The production quality.
I'm not saying they can't make factories, Ian.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they can't innovate. I'm saying that human freedom is more important than IQ as an indicator of how we're going to get from here to a better future.
So my point was that talking about those differences, you can do all the research and digging and try to find the truth about those differences between groups that you want. That's fine. That's cool, man.
But it's kind of like 9/11 research. You're going to end up picking a rabbit hole and picking a tunnel down the rabbit hole, and you're going to follow it. And there are other tunnels out there. There are Afrocentrist writers that will tell you that blacks invented everything in America, and it's the whites that took all the credit for it. That's bull crap, right?
Okay.
And, if you want to follow that rabbit hole, you can follow it, and somebody's written enough that you can spend the rest of your life reading information on that.
Trying to uncover the truth about that.
There's no truth about some of this stuff.
Yeah, well, and that's why I say, to me, it's irrelevant and it is, in fact, counterproductive to be spending time on the air discussing those matters as a co-host on Free Talk Live. And Chris is welcome here to talk about anything he wants as a caller, and he just called in. We actually spent two segments with him, so clearly there's no censorship going on here. I'm more than happy to discuss these issues, but, you know, when I don't think something matters, I'm going to say that I don't think that it matters, because I want people to understand the ideas of liberty no matter where they come from, no matter what their skin color, no matter what their size or shape or form or all that stuff. That's all I got to say about that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, Carlos is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Carlos.
Good evening, gentlemen. Christopher Cantwell, big disappointment. You got rid of him. He's the best co-host on the show, no doubt. It goes well with you, Ian. Murder Mark, I don't even know what he brings to the table. You know, you talk about inclusion. I mean, you've killed somebody or involved with a murder, so.
No, he didn't. He didn't kill anybody.
That's more offensive than, you know.
I think that's a pretty low blow. You don't really know much about what happened, and I understand you're angry, but it doesn't seem, it seems like you're just lashing out in the only way that you can come up with.
I mean, you were convicted. Chris Cantwell just made some comments, so. And you know what? Let's talk about...
We've all been convicted of different things. So what? Chris Cantwell's been to jail. I've been to jail. Mark's been to prison. What's the big deal?
Well, we're talking about murder. But anyway, so...
Mark didn't commit any murder. He didn't kill anybody.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about fact-checking. You guys talk so much just out of you-know-what and never even... I look at Mark. I'm looking at the studio cam. You never fact-check. He has a computer right in front of him. Cantwell, at least the other night when you were talking about Uber, he looks up on his phone and says, oh, what? This is actually how it goes. You sell...
Mark fact-checks all the time. He's sitting on his computer right now.
Well, no, well, you talk so much stuff, and you never have very good arguments about some of the facts you talk about.
All right. Thanks for your opinion, Carlos. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I think, Mark, you're one of the you're more well-researched than I am. You are usually in the loop as far as like the news of the day, what's going on, especially with international conflicts, the Middle East. You really follow that stuff really well.
I got a tab open here talking about sexism. I got a tab open here talking about racial controversies and IQ. And I've got a tab open about Rand Paul, you know, and his debate and that sort of thing. So. Whatever. I'm fact-checking as best I can.
Yeah, you bring a lot to the show. You bring a dedication. You're here six nights a week.
It just sounds upset, and I understand. People
there's
are
a
upset.
Lot of butthurt over Chris
well,
being
I don't know why you want to say butthurt.
Show.
Butthurt's a mean thing to say.
Well, these people are being pretty mean.
They're disappointed.
Yeah.
He got his chance to – he got to throw all the poo he wanted to throw.
Yeah,
I'm not going to throw it back.
Yeah, good point. All right, let's go to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen. I missed a couple of days. Boy, it sounds like I missed a lot. I'm glad I caught what I did tonight, though. Listen, you're running a professional radio show. You have advertisers. You have a nationwide audience, if not multi-nation. I understand what you did, especially after hearing him talk tonight. The underlying implications when he was talking about the ability to grasp alternate societal framework setups. Those weren't his exact words, of course, but that was extremely inflammatory.
Well, that's what Chris is good at. He's great at being inflammatory, and I appreciate him for that. We need that in this world.
Factual, and that was you know, part of the problem. If you want to talk about the bell curve and differences in IQ, that's one thing, but you got to have some place to go with it. That actually adds substance to a conversation that can get you somewhere. Of course, you have to handle these things extremely carefully, but kid gloves are incendiary. Relative to just throwing at the bell curve and IQ scores, if you don't have some place really substantive to go with that, it's really not worth even bringing up. I mean, you really have to know your facts. And I'll tell you, more importantly,
there are more important issues. I know you've got to continue, so stand by. We'll bring you back here, Tom. And that's what I feel. You know, there are a lot more important things for us to be talking about. A lot, if you want to search for truth, there are other areas in which you can search for truth. I mean, there's a zillion truths out there, and some are probably more important than others, at least to me. 855-453.
What do you know?
855-450-3733. I don't know that much. I'm just a person. Free time.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are Free Talk Live. You can join the show. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The We Tonight in the studio includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you are invited also to join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It just celebrated its third anniversary of the theatrical release of this hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film about our friend Derek J. Freeman and his five arrests for civil disobedience and non-cooperation type stuff here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's very entertaining. You can watch it free. Just go to victimlesscrimespree.com. As we go back to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you were driving at some sort of point, but those pesky brakes got in the way. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up quick. I was simply going to say that I think in certain instances that group dynamics and group think and behavior are important things to be aware of and to address. For example, if your life is on the line and you're facing a jury, you might want to know what a specific makeup is of a jury and how they may behave together if they weren't lawyered properly by your attorney, if you even have an attorney. That's as someone who's on the private bill rather than a public defender. I think group behavior as far as large groups, mobs, you've heard of mob mentality. I think that's important
sure.
to study and be aware of. You know, I think when we're talking about liberty, and I'll end with this, I think it's a worthwhile issue to look at forced integration. Not that it's a bad thing. In fact, it might be a wonderful thing, but the forcing of it, I think, got us off to a bad start. I think if we were able as a nation to integrate naturally, I think we would have in most cases. I think you're going to have certain areas that wouldn't have, but I think the forcing of it, I think for a lot of people, it got them off to a bad start, and I think those things are worthwhile talking about because
no, I agree. You know, when you use force, you have unintended consequences, and if you force people together who don't want to be together, they're just going to resent it, and that resentment is going to manifest in unpleasant ways.
What we're finding now is that minorities are often fracturing out and wanting to have exclusivity, you know, organizations that are exclusively of their particular type of minority because they're not being served with integration. So, I don't know.
And then you add on, you know, a common history that is negative, you know, that only adds fuel to the fire of not having a good adhesion as far as society coming together. And I think these are things that people, you know, would want to think about and try to understand better what's going on. I mean, obviously, that there are differences. And I said I'd wrap it up, and I'll leave you with this. In my former profession, when it came to very important decisions about identifying a suspect and a serious crime, or any crime for that matter, it was not an issue for a black officer to come to me and say, you know what, we both saw this. Do I have the right guy here? Because there's something about, and we all recognize this, there's something about identifying someone of your own race.
Yeah, it's true.
For the person of the same race. And I would also call a black officer and say, you know, we both saw this, but you make the final determination on the ID. And none of us had a problem with it, but I know in general society, if that were to even be broached as a topic, it would raise eyebrows. People would say, well, what do you mean? One can't tell the difference. And it goes back to the old ridiculous joke about, you know, what you can't tell one from the other. But that's not the case at all. Like I said, these are very important issues that you want to be and need to be absolutely certain about. And if you can get a better look at a situation and make a better ID, you're going to do everything that you can and throw out all the politically correct nonsense. But again, anytime you approach these subjects, I think you have to handle them extremely carefully with a lot of facts and with kid gloves.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your comments. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, they've done tests and trying to sort of guess ages cross-racially versus interracially.
Mm-hmm.
And interracially, people are much better at guessing ages of others than they are cross-racially.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it's wrong to, you know, it's not wrong to look at differences between groups, to investigate that on your own time. It's just not what I want to do with Free Talk Live. It's not productive towards spreading the ideas of liberty, in my opinion.
I feel it's threatening to some extent.
What is threatening?
If we start, you know, looking at particular shortfalls of different groups and say, you know, it makes it too easy for people to say, oh, well, that person over there is dumb if they, you know, the particular ethnic group they're from mm-hmm. scores lower on IQ tests. It makes it too easy for people to do that. I'm not saying that's the case, right?
Yeah.
It encourages thinking
about people in groups as opposed to in the individual, which is why I always like to point out it's individuals that matter most. You can make all the observations about the groups you want. And there's no doubt. It is true. Women in general are not as physically strong, upper body strength-wise, as males. That's a true thing. But that doesn't mean that individual women can't be stronger than
men. Do you think that's
men.
A prejudice, a stereotype, or discrimination?
Are you asking? What do you, I don't understand.
That women are a weaker upper body strength than men are.
It's just a nature of the
prejudgment. You're prejudging women based on that.
Nature of the beast. But that's just what I'm
saying. Sexism.
I don't think you should prejudge. I don't think you should prejudge based on that. I don't think you should look at somebody and come to conclusions about them until they've had a chance to pass a test or have opened their mouth and have said the things that they believe or whatever. Let's go to Doug. He's in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Let me preface my comment real fast and give you an analogy. I'm personally a religious guy, and I'm also a voluntarist. So I don't want a theocracy, of course. Absolutely not. But a few years ago, I'm reminded of a story about a church that one half of the church split off from the original church and started a new church across the street from the original church, because okay. they had done their research and felt that God was going to come back on the other side of the street. And
God likes this side religious... of the street.
This sounds like an apocryphal story. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I, as a religious person, found that to be nuts. And I can't get involved in all that. That, to me, is extraneous. It's not conducive to having conversations with serious conversations with people and talk to them about those relevant topics and things having to do with religion. And it's the same thing for me with this. I don't feel that saying things to people that make you make them look at you like you're nuts or inflammatory statements, I don't think it's good for the movement. If you want to find those things out for yourself and discover things to make yourself happy and feel more in tune with the world, that's great. That's awesome. But if you're trying to win hearts and change minds, I don't think we need to be throwing things out there that are...
I agree. And it's not like we don't say enough that makes us sound nuts to people, right? I mean, we're here advocating the abolishment of the state entirely. Thanks, Doug, for your call and thoughts tonight. So, you know, we go out on enough limbs on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And one thing's for sure, the government screws over as many people as they can, and they don't care what your skin color is. It's free. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. We're here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners. You get to create the content on the front page of the site. You get to download archives that go back for years, all the way back to 2006, uninterrupted. Just grab them up, as many as you like, over at freetalklive.com. You can even watch the show. You get a webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. And so if you're into that, you can do that. There's also a chat room built right into the cam page. You can talk with other listeners at the same time. It is a multimedia experience over there at freetalklive.com. And unlike those other talk show sites, ours is free. So enjoy. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He is on the line via Skype in Illinois, I believe. Phoenix, go ahead.
Evening, gentlemen. The next time somebody calls somebody a racist, I'm going
to
just call
them. Hey, do me a favor. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You're a little distorted. Can you back off your mic maybe like 2 inches? Sounds like you're swallowing the mic. Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
So the next time somebody calls someone a racist, I'm going to call them a unicorn because it's about as apt. There's only one race of humans on this earth. You can't be a racist. It's a stupid, you know, it's an incendiary word. It's inflammatory. Racism doesn't exist. Prejudice exists. Cultures exist. Racism can't exist. There's only one race.
The human race.
Exactly. I mean, and you guys keep utilizing these words like, oh, this is racist or that's racist. And you guys are better than that. You guys are much more intelligent than that. You have a far better grasp of logic than to stoop to those pathetic levels. I mean, racism is a bait word, you know? It doesn't do anything. Prejudice exists, absolutely, and it's not acceptable.
Well,
at least not for me. I don't want to associate with individuals that are prejudiced, but it's not inherently immoral either.
Some people will substitute the term ethnicity for race. Is that what you're proposing here?
I guess I could accept different ethnicities. Yeah, those things do exist. Because it's all, as far as I'm concerned, it's just cultural differences. You know, whether or not someone's skin color is different has absolutely nothing to do with what their culture is going to be either.
It doesn't necessarily indicate that, but I mean, you know, to some extent, you're going to find more white people that like foie gras than you're going to find, say, Asians or Black Americans or whatever. So I mean, you know, there's
that has everything to do with culture, not their skin color.
Right. Yeah, I was just talking about culture. Yeah, I was talking about culture. So you were saying it was only a cultural difference. I don't know. I'm not willing to go ahead and just dismiss out of hand the existence of race, because people can see it plainly in front of them. Whether or not it's entirely true, scientists will tell us it's a social construct. But I mean, you know, two black people get together, they have a black baby, right? I mean, so there's something to the genetics of it.
Well, but I understand where Liberty Phoenix is coming from here. I like the idea that we're all just one race. In fact, Mark, when you, I think, was it your voting registration or something? You filled something out where you had to check off race and you put...
I don't claim to have a race because I'm sick of the conversation.
Yeah, right. I mean,
Then why do you guys still use the terms? Because both of you guys use the terms tonight and you're both saying that you don't support the idea of racism, but you guys both still use the dang terms.
Well, how am I going to have a conversation about people claiming that black people are... genetically inferior in the areas of intellect without saying the word race?
Ethnicity, I suppose, would be a more apropos word.
All right.
But even then, you know, I feel like we've gone around this before. It just seems like it divides people so much more unnecessarily.
It's a loaded word.
There's no doubt about that, which is why I don't want to spend time generally on the radio discussing it. Of course, it's an open phone show, and when it comes up, we're not going to shy away from it. But I understand where you're coming from, and if the context of the conversation is using the term race, then maybe we can do a better job at trying to come at it from your perspective, because I do agree with what you're saying. Ultimately, we're all just human beings. And I think that's why rejecting the idea of spending time investigating differences between races or ethnicities or whatever is important. I don't want to spend my time on that, because there are so many more important issues about the human race being oppressed by the people in the government class.
I would definitely agree with that. It's not the best topic if we want to spread liberty and the ideas of freedom. But it's just something that I always nitpick on.
Thanks for the nitpick. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, or you can call us on Skype like Liberty Phoenix did. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Craig is with us in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so just following up on the whole Cantwell controversy. Ian seems willing to admit that Cantwell might possibly be right about IQ trends among the races. However, he doesn't think it's conducive to spreading the message of liberty because it may, understandably so, turn some away. My question then is, how can you ever critique Republicans and Democrats without fear of repelling Democrats and Republicans who might have eventually been receptive to the message of liberty?
I think many, when you're talking, like, for instance, if I say, you know, I generally don't like people because people are stupid, most people will agree with that statement. They'll be like, yeah, I agree with you. Most people are stupid. Because 90% of people assume that they are above average intelligence. This is some number we, you know, some study somewhere said that 90% of people were above average and believe they're above average intelligence, which is a sort of a functionally impossible statement. And I don't think people actually consider themselves generally to be sort of Democrats or Republicans. And even if they do, they can, you know, to some extent look at their party and realize change is possible. However, when you're talking about somebody's genetics as opposed to their choices as far as political parties goes, you're talking about something they can't change.
Also, I'll add that most people, according to the Talkers survey that they do, Talkers Magazine, big industry publication, they do the talk radio research survey every year, and they found that over 60% of talk radio listeners are not Democrats or Republicans. So by trashing on the Republicans and Democrats, we're actually marketing to the majority of the talk radio audience in that way.
Yeah, but you're still turning a lot of people that are committed to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party before they fully hear the message of liberty just by, I mean, who knows how many you're turning away just by pointing out harsh truths about.
Yeah, but are they turning off the show?
If they're partisans, they're not going to turn away. I mean, they're never going to change their minds.
They may be partisans before they hear the message of liberty. But then once they hear your eloquent articulation of it, maybe they can be won over. But they'll never know that if you point out harsh truths about each party, because then you will turn them away before they get that chance.
Here's what I can say about my eloquence. My eloquence will never turn a black man white or a white man black.
Very well spoken.
Here's what I have to say about my eloquence. A white man will never turn black because of it, and a black man will never turn white because of it.
But
and there's a difference.
All Campbell is doing is talking about trends. He's not talking about individuals. So just because an individual can't change his DNA, it doesn't mean that that individual is a slave to the trend of his ethnicity.
That's true.
Cantwell.
And I wish Cantwell would have said that when I wanted him to say something that did not sound racist, because I don't believe he is a racist, but he was not willing to say that. And he was more willing to fall on his sword, and that's fine.
I think as an intelligent person, he should be given the benefit of the doubt. He's not that stupid. No,
brother, I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
He had every opportunity. He quit. Dude.
Well, I mean, he quit at the same time as I was going to remove him from the show.
A smart person say that each individual is a slave to the trends of anything. That's why they're called.
Of course they are. You are the slave to your genetics. I'm going to go ahead and say it. You're the slave to your genetics. You cannot change one dot or tittle of your DNA.
You're not a slave to the trends of your ethnicity, though.
I
agree with that.
Absolutely, but your genetics themselves can't be changed.
Chris said on the air tonight what I would have liked to have had him say when I asked him to say something that didn't sound racist before I had to, you know, we had to let him go, and he kind of left the show at the same time. He said it tonight, but it's too little too late. Hey, thanks for the call, Craig. I appreciate it, and I see where you're coming from. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunter
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features there. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please help AMP the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is let's get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations all around the country, people listening around the globe on the internet via satellite radio. We can do that with your $5 per month. You'll get access to the AMP-only Facebook group, which, by the way, is where you can see all the dust-up and the controversy about the Chris Cantwell situation. It's all still there if you wanted to see what that was. It's there. And so the AMP group, that was a lot of fun generally because it's the amplifiers interacting with one another and other hosts of the show. And that's one of the perks that you'll get. There are others as a Free Talk Live amplifier. But the big deal is that $5 a month makes a big difference for us. So please, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. So we go back to the phones, to the fun. Bruce listening in Asheville to WWNC. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, guys. Let me see. Now that you guys said you were both in jail, I can really call you brothers. No, listen to your show. I agree with you 50% of the time. 50%
all right.
Of the time, I don't. And that's what freedom's all about. That's why your station is so good. I mean, you don't pick on one thing. Like, you don't talk about Trump for an hour. Or you don't
talk God.
Well, I like Trump. But anyway, you know, that's what's so great about Free Talk Live. And that's why I'm a listener, because you're talking about freedom. It's freedom to say what you want And, you know, you don't, you guys, sometimes you have a lot of patience with some of these guys on the phone. Probably me too. But I just want to let you know, I enjoy your show. I enjoy your commercials. I think they're really great. Sometimes sometimes I want to move up there with you. The other times I want to move to Bulgaria. But,
well, you know, as long as you're listening, that's what's important. You don't have to agree with us, and I really appreciate you being out there, Bruce. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. And it kind of comes back around to something else I wanted to say about the last caller prior to Bruce, who had brought up the issue. Well, you guys are offending, you could offend Republicans and Democrats. And you made the point, Mark, that, well, you know, you can change your political party, but you can't change the color of your skin or whatever. Michael Jackson accepted that, you know, that. In regard to the idea of offending Republicans and Democrats, I pointed out that majority of the talk radio audience are actually not Republicans and Democrats. But besides that, when you're doing talk radio, conflict is important, right? And so we're going to talk about things that people inevitably disagree with. We want to talk to people with whom we disagree. It's more interesting to have that than, you know, call after call of people saying how great we are. That would drive me insane to have. I mean, it was a nice call. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, but we get them rarely.
But it would drive. I wouldn't, you know, if.
You'd ask people not to.
I would hate it. Yeah. I would hate it if people called and just were constantly, you know, telling us about how great we are. Because I want to have conversations. You know, we can understand more about our world by having disagreements and trying to root out whatever, you know, is important from those things. But picking on these politicians, picking on the government in general, yeah, that's going to offend people, and that's okay. I don't mind offending people. That's part and parcel of doing this job. As long as people keep listening, that's what's important. If they listen long enough, that message of liberty is pretty persuasive. And maybe the first night they listen, they're offended. But maybe a few weeks later, there's some ideas that they agree with that they hear us talking about. And then they realize that we don't disagree on everything. And then maybe they'll understand how we're coming to the conclusions that we've come to about the ideas of liberty. And maybe they'll come on board. Eventually, sometimes that happens. We've had people call and tell us that, at first I thought you guys were crazy, but then I listened longer, and it started to make sense. And then I joined the Free State Project. Yeah, and then I joined the Free State Project, or I, you know, joined the Amplifier program. And so those things can happen over time. But if you offend somebody by saying something about their race or their ethnicity that may be true, then they might not really want to listen to anything else that you say. They might hit the off button at that point. And so I want people to. Not necessarily. It's not that I don't want people to be offended. That's going to happen. It's just that there's some things that, you know, you don't need to offend people about. That certain lines that don't need to be crossed in order to have an entertaining but yet also offensive radio show.
If you're going to offend people, let's have a point to it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to that guy calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
So, ministers, you hammered me pretty good yesterday about racism and the definition of racist, even though I brought up neither. But am I to properly infer that your friend and former co-host is racist, and that's why you hammered me?
No, I don't think that that he's racist.
Really? Then what was your point?
Because I don't know what you're even talking about at this point.
Yeah. At this point, there's listeners all over America that have no clue what you're talking about. Can you reset?
This is why you're one of the worst callers on talk radio, James, in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, because you keep calling about stuff that happened in the past that nobody was listening to, or not as many people were listening to.
It was 24 hours ago, and most of your listeners.
Yes, but we have different radio stations on tonight, and not everybody listens every single night to the show. So why don't you talk about something?
The benefit of the audience. I came and I called into your show to defend Christopher Cantwell, the POS that he is, against charges of racism, and how laughable it is that you would so easily infer that he is from the things that he said. I actually, again, defended.
I didn't, actually, so you're wrong about that. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I did not infer that he was a racist. I specifically said in my statement that I don't believe that he's a racist, that I'm not going to say that he is a racist. I don't want to believe that about Chris, and he made it clear tonight that individuals do matter. And I wish he would have said that 48 hours ago. But what can you do?
Yeah, so for those that listen via podcast or through the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, Free Talk Live is on dozens of radio stations across the country. Any given night, 150 total. But any given night, we're on dozens of radio stations. They're not always the same radio stations every night. And so if you get to hear all 3 hours of the show, you are blessed to have that kind of time. Other people, you know, we're a radio program, and they turn on the car, they turn off the car, they hear the show in those amounts of time. So you really have to kind of the call has to be about something that's complete in and of itself.
That's true. Let's go to Mark listening in Ohio.
Plus, I have a bad memory, and I just don't remember what happens
yesterday. Yeah, there's that, too. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and another Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I was just calling to mention, for one, that Cantwell just seems like he reaches many of his conclusions because – he's a contrarian, and I more or less do the same thing. I mean, I'm basically a contrarian myself, but it also seems like sometimes that he gets really upset and sort of what am I trying to say? Like, he gets really he's surprised that people are offended by his Britishness, you know?
Oh, I don't think he's surprised by that at all.
You know, I mean, maybe not surprised, but it seems like he gets very defensive, and it's this sort of weird thing, like it's his expectation that he wants to offend people, and he wants to provoke people.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then at the same time, it's like you can't have it both ways, you know?
Yeah,
you can't
expect
you. Go ahead.
I think it makes him sad that it upsets him that he isn't able to convert everybody that hears his message, and that's frustrating for him. And I can tell you, having done this show for a long time, people just aren't going to believe in a lot of things that you say. So I hear it in his voice.
Okay. I mean, I've never gotten it. I mean, how could you think that you're going to convince everybody?
We're not talking about rational thought. We're talking about emotional thought here.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, I know you're bad at that.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to me that, as many callers have mentioned before, and I think it's true that, you know, if that's Cantwell's, if that's what he wants to do, that's fine, but he has to expect that people are going to get upset by that, and they're going to react in certain ways that he's not going to appreciate, and that's just
not a Cantwell I know. I think Cantwell totally understands people are going to react to what he says, and that he's not going to persuade everyone, and I don't think he wants to persuade everybody. Thanks, Mark, for your thoughts here tonight. I just don't see that at all being the case. Cantwell seems entirely rational to me. I mean, as far as, you know, he's a very logical guy.
I'm not irrational. I'm saying everybody has emotions.
There's no doubt about that. I'm not saying Cantwell
has them.
I'm not saying he doesn't have emotions. I know that he does, as a matter of fact. He's a very human person, and there are a lot of people who don't think that he is, that he's this awful, awful guy. And, you know, I've seen the real Cantwell. I know what it's all about. Well, not all of it, but I've seen enough to know that he's a human being, and
sure,
he cares about others. We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can still get tickets for Keenvention. You go to keenvention.info. It's October 30th through November 1st. You can learn more about it there. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.